Before we pray, I'm going to use some from the scriptures for mutual encouragement.
还没祷告之前, 先用一篇的诗篇作为大家的互相勉励。
Please turn to Psalm 66.
我先看诗篇66篇。
Psalm 66.
诗篇66篇。
According to the division given in the English version, you can see that there are three parts altogether.
根据这个英文圣经的分段，我们可以看到这个诗篇可以分为三段。
The first one is from verse 1 to verse 7.
第一段是第1至第7节。
And the second is 8 to 15.
第二段是8至15节。
And the third is 16 to the final verse.
第三段是16至最后的那一节。
I think if you read this chapter, I think one of the key features that appears, that stands out, is about praising God.
假如大家有读这个诗篇的话，我们就可以看到一个很重要的这个主题，很突出的，就是讲到颂赞神的事情。
How these people gather together to sing praises to God?
就是所有的人怎么来到聚集，来到向神赞美。
In their psalms, we see that the desire of the Lord is such that all the earth shall worship Him.
在这个诗篇里面，我们看到神的旨意，神的期待，就是所有全地的人都要来到向祂颂赞。
We find that our worship, in fact, includes these aspects.
我们看到在我们的这个崇拜当中，也都有包括了这一项。
Not only we gather here to listen to His word, we also offer praise to Him.
不单止我们来到聚集，来到聆听神的话语，我们也都来到向祂祷告。
But I think there are a few questions that we need to ask here.
但在这里当中，我们可能有几个问题需要来到回答。
We hope that in our prayer we can ponder over them.
希望在祷告当中，我们能够为此来到思考。
I think our gathering together has become very important to us.
对我们来讲，大家起来都是聚集，是很重要的。
Because first of all, this is the instruction from the scriptures.
因为首先这个是圣经的指导。
Secondly, we know that this is the way to sustain our faith.
第二，我们都知道这个是我们维系我们信仰的方法。
Thirdly, we know that this is one of the ways by which we can have fellowship with one another.
第三，我们都知道这个方法可以使到我们能够是同其他的弟兄姊妹有这个团契。
We hope that through this communion, we can grow in Christ Jesus.
我们希望在这样的沟通当中，能够在主基督里面来成长。
But we know that to grow in Christ Jesus does not just rely on fellowship.
但我们知道在基督里面来成长，不是单单只是靠这个团契。
We have to make sure that there must be personal growth within us.
我们要使到在我们的内在的里面有这个成长。
If we read this chapter clearly,
假如我们来得清楚读这一章的话,
we find that the Lord issued two invitations, two times at least.
我们可以看到主起码发出两项的邀请。
He asked the people to come and see.
他请所有的人来到主的面前来到去看。
The first one is in verse 5.
第一个就是在第五节那里。
Come and see the works of God.
他说你们来看神所行的。
That is the first invitation.
这个就是第一个的邀请。
The second invitation,
第二个的邀请呢?
Is in verse 16.
就在第16节那里。
Come and hear, O you who fear God.
他说你们都来听凡敬畏神的人。
It seems that the invitation differs from one another slightly.
这个看起来好像两个的邀请是有少少的分别。
The first one is to come and see.
第一个是要来到去看。
And the second is to come and hear.
第二个就是要来到去听。
What can we learn from here today?
今天我们从这里可以学习到什么呢?
I think if we read verse 5 here.
假如我们先读第五节,
verse 5 and verse 6.
第五和第六节,
come and see the works of God. He is awesome in His doing towards the Son of Man.
第五节, 他说你们来看神所行的, 他向世人所作之事是可畏的。
Verse 6.
第六节,
He turned the sea into dry land that went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in Him.
第六节, 他将海变成干地, 众民步行过河, 我们在那里因他欢喜。
Verse 7.
第七节,
He rules by His power forever. His eyes observe the nation.
他用权能治理万民, 直到永远, 他的眼睛监察列邦。
It seems that there are three things mentioned here.
好像看来这里提到三件事情。
I think these are the things that we need to take into consideration each time when we worship God.
当我们每次来到是敬拜神的时候、啊、我们都是要来到是、啊、考虑、啊、这三件事情、
Even in our Christian life we need to ask ourselves have we seen the works of God?
在我们基督徒的生活里面我们都需要来到是问自己究竟我们有没有察看到神的作为呢、
Sometimes we become weak in our faith because we are very much detached fromthe works of God.
有时候我们信心的软弱是因为我们与神的这个作为是隔离了。
We have not clearly seen the work of God.
我们没有很清楚来到是看见神的作为。
That's why in our gathering we must pursue to clearly see the work of God with the eyes of our hearts.
所以我们聚集的时候我们就一定要来到是追求能够清楚看到神的这个作为。
The first thing here is mentioned is his awesomeness in his doing.
首先这里提到的就是他所做的事情是可畏的。
How his deeds is awesome towards the sons of men.
就话佢向世人所作嘅事情系可畏嘅。
For example, the creation of the universe.
譬如好似话天地被创造。
How he sustained the universe.
佢点样嚟到系维系呢个宇宙。
How he keeps our life, keep us alive.
佢点样嚟到系俾我哋生命。
All these are awesome deeds of the Lord.
呢啲对主嚟讲都系可畏嘅事情。
We should be able to see this work of God in our life.
我哋应该喺生命当中能够睇清神嘅作为。
So that we can every time when we come together to worship Him.
所以当我哋每次嚟到聚集敬拜佢嘅时候。
We can find meaning in our worship.
我哋能够喺呢一个崇拜当中系寻求到呢一个真意。
Why? Because in our life we know that He is the one who sustains us.
点解咧？因为喺我哋嘅生活当中，我哋知道佢系赐我哋生命噶。
One of the key features in the book of Psalms is that we find they know how to talk about the deeds of God in history or in their life.
喺呢个诗篇嗰个特征就喺当中我哋睇到诗人好清楚能够咧系睇出呢一个神喺佢哋生活当中嘅作为。
They are very thankful to God for the fact that that God has sustained them.
佢哋嘅生命得以延续佢哋都因此而嚟到系感谢神。
The second thing he mentioned in verse 6.
第二件所提到嘅事情喺第六节。
He turned the sea into dry land that went through the river on foot.
就佢话神将海变为干地，众民能够步行过河。
I think the things that can come to our mind, perhaps there are two things. And the first one is the crossing of the Red Sea, and the second is the crossing of the River of Jordan.
在这里所提到的马上有两件事情入到我们的脑袋里面，就是这个过红海和过这个约旦河。
We find that this crossing, for example, of the Red Sea is very significant to them.
对他们来讲，过红海是一件很重大意义的事情。
Why? Because it tells them about the deliverance from God.
因为就是指出神对他们的拯救。
At that time, the people of God, those who wrote the psalm, may not be in existence then.
在发生这件事情的时候，可能这个诗人仍然未曾出世。
But they must be able to understand the great work of God on their forefathers.
但他们一定能够明白到神对他们列祖所作的事情的伟大。
This verse refers to the salvation of God that he has shown to his people when they came out of Egypt.
这一节也是指出当众民来到离开埃及的时候神对他们的拯救。
In fact, this event was mentioned throughout, is mentioned throughout the Old Testament scriptures.
而事实上在整本的旧约圣经里面这件事情是不断重复被提到的。
Meaning that this is a very important thing to them.
换句话来讲就是说对他们来讲是一件很重要的事情。
If we study the crossing of the Red Sea,
假如我们查考他们过红海了。
And then they go by the way of the Red Sea.
他们过红海之后来到过这条路。
And they come to the land of Canaan.
到最后来到就去到这个迦南地。
We can see the will of God is very clear there.
很清楚我们看到神的旨意。
If we study Exodus chapter 13 and chapter 14,
假如我们查考出埃及记13和14章的话，
We see that God designed this Exodus in such a way that the soldiers of the Egyptian would be destroyed.
神所计划的就是因为他们这样来到是做使到埃及的兵丁全部都是被灭绝。
This can be seen in chapter 13 and chapter 14.
这个在出埃及记的13和14章可以很清楚
看到。Not only that, this event was designed to melt the hearts of the Canaanites.
不单止是这样，这件事情也是使到来到是能够是融化这些迦南人的心。
For example, in Joshua chapter 2,
譬如好像说这个约书亚记的第二章，
When the spies went into the land,
当这些探子是进入这个迦南地了，
They met a prostitute, Rahab.
他们遇到这个妓女拉合。
And Rahab told them,
拉合对他们说，
Your God has demonstrated power.
看出你们神的大能。
Because You were able to cross the sea.
就是因为以色列人能够过红海。
When the Canaanite heard about this,
当这些迦南人的人听到这件事情了，
we find that their hearts were melted.
他们的心都融化了。
This was the power of God.
这个就是神的能力。
So we see that the entire journey, out of Egypt was designed by God. God knew exactly what he was doing.
所以很清楚地看到，这个出埃及的这个路程，神，有他的计划，神也都是知道他想要做的是什么。
We put this in our, today, in our context today.
今天我们将这件事情放在我们日常的生活当中。
We say that we are saved, by, the grace of God.
我们说我们是蒙神的恩典得以拯救。
Through baptism, we are redeemed.
藉着这个水洗我们得救了。
In fact, this is the most significant event in our Christian life, in our entire life.
在我们一生基督徒的生活当中，这个是最重要的一件事情。
We find that this is one of the things that Paul always remembered.
我们发觉保罗时常，来到是谨记这件事。
Because of the saving grace of the Lord.
因为神拯救的恩典。
That's why he was propelled to serve the Lord despite of difficulties ahead of him.
所以，虽然，不管这个，困难的临到，他仍然是能够是继续这个工作。
We find that this is foundational to our faith.
我们发觉这个是对我们的信仰来讲是一个很足基础。
That's why we must come and see the work.
所以我们一定要来到去看神的作为。
Each time when we gather together to listen,
每一次当我们聚集来到聆听，
or when we read the scriptures,
或者当我们来到读经，
the work of God should become clearer to us.
神的话语对我们应该要更加清楚。
In this way, we find that our life will become very, purposeful.
咁我哋嘅生命先至系充满着意义嘅。
The next item mentioned in this chapter is verse 7.
跟住喺第七节里面所讲到嘅。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nation.
佢用权能治理万民直到永远，他的眼睛监察列邦。
He is in control of our life and over the universe.
佢系控制着我哋嘅生命同埋整个宇宙嘅。
We find that as Christian, if we truly are faithful in the word of God.
作为一个基督徒，假如我哋喺神嘅话语上边能够系尽忠嘅话，
if we truly can see the work of God in our life,
假如真正能够喺日常生活当中睇清神嘅话语，
then we will begin to realize that everything is in the control of God.
咁我哋就会明白到所有嘅事情都喺神嘅管治当中。
Things in this world may change.
世界嘅事情可能会改变。
Our life may change.
我哋嘅生命会改变。
Our environment may be altered.
我哋周围嘅环境，会嚟到改变。
But because of our faith in Jesus, we see that God is unchanging.
但因着我们对主耶稣的信心，我们知道神是永远不变的。
There are two, scriptures we are very good for us.
有两段的经文对我们来说是有益的。
Sometimes we may go through temptation.
有时候我们可能会遇到试探。
A lot of, tribulation in life.
或者在生命当中的这个困难。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经里面告诉我们。
These are beneficial for those who love the Lord.
对爱神的人来说，这些都是有益的。
So as long as we maintain, faithful,in the Lord.
所以只要，我们在主里面是来到忠诚的话，
and continue to love him,
继续来到去爱他，
then we will understand that all this, in the power of the Lord.
我们就能够，在神的大能当中能够得到明白。
If we turn back to Psalm 66,
假如我们回来看诗篇第66篇，
if we read the second part,
假如我们读下半段的话，
verse 8 to verse 15,
就是第8节到第15节。
Here it talks about a few things.
这里讲到几件事情。
It talks about how God had proved them and refined them as silver is refined.
讲到神怎样去试验他们，使到他们好像熬炼银子一样。
How God laid the friction on their backs.
怎样神将重担放在他们的身上边。
And it seems that God allowed them to, go through fire and through water.
就好似，神容许佢哋经历水火一般。
If we take this to be the past incidents,
假如我哋话呢啲系过往所发生嘅事情。
The incident before, the psalmist,
就话呢个诗人作诗之前所发生嘅事情。
And yet we find that he saw the significance in all these events.
但系我哋睇到，佢睇到呢啲事情嘅重要性意义喺边度
？Why? Because he knew, the grace of the Lord.
因为点解咧？因为佢知道神嘅呢一个恩典。
So here we can draw a very important lesson.
就喺呢度，我哋可以学习好重要嘅功课。
If our foundation is correct.
假如这个根基是正确的话，
If our focus is right on God,
假如我们是专注于神事上上面的话，
then everything else around us appears to be meaningful.
Then, 一切在，我们身边所发生的事情都是有意义的。
Be it a hardship or or sickness.
啊，无论系呢个患病或者困境。
Or joy or sadness.
啊，或者系呢一个喜，诶，无论呢个欢喜啊，或者系忧愁。
We can see the purpose of these things.
我哋就可以睇到呢啲事情嘅意义喺边度。
Why? Because we have focus on God.
点解咧？因为我哋专注于神上边。
So if we can clearly see the work of God.
所以我哋能够真正睇到神嘅工作嘅话。
Then everything else become meaningful as long as we in Him.
啊，咁啊，我哋所有周围嘅事情就系充满着意义噶。
Verse 13 to verse 15. This is the reaction or the response of the writer.
啊，呢一个就系作诗嘅人啊，佢嘅回应。
I will go into your house with burnt offering.
佢话我要用燔祭进你的殿。
I will pay you my vows.
我向你还我的愿。
Which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble.
就是在急难时我嘴唇所发的，口中所许的。
I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats.
啊，我要把肥牛作燔祭，将公羊向祭献给你，又把公牛和山羊献上。
In the description of the writer here, we see that he must have gone through some sort of difficulties.
在这个诗人所写里面，可能他已经是经历过一些困境。
But he was willing to offer to God.
但他愿意来向神献祭。
He was willing to come before him.
他愿意来到神的面前。
Why? Because he has seen the work of God.
为什么呢？因为他已经看出神的作为了。
So everything else is very meaningful to him.
所以对他来说，所有的事情都是充满着意义的。
I think this is something that we need to learn in our Christian life.
我想这个在我们基督徒的生活上面是需要学习的一点。
Learn to see the work of God.
学习来到看出神的作为。
Within the church is the same.
在教会里面也是一样。
There may be some unpleasant things.
可能有些不如意的事情。
But learn to see the work of God in the church.
但我们要学习在教会里面看出神的作为。
In this way we find that our gathering together will become meaningful.
这样才在我们的聚集当中是能够看出这个真正的意义。
So we hope that in our prayer,
所以希望在我们的祷告当中。
We learn, we ask the Lord to enlighten us with His wisdom.
我们求神用他的智慧来光照我们。
So that we can clearly understand His will each time when we come to worship Him.
所以我们当我们每次来聚集敬拜他的时候，能够清楚看明他的旨意。
Now we are going to look at a second invitation.
现在我们来看第二个的邀请。
The second invitation is slightly different from the first.
第二项的邀请和第一项是有少少的分别。
Here it says, Come and hear, all you who fear God.
在这里他说，凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听。
In this invitation, they were invited to listen.
在这里他们是被他要求要去来到去听。
But it seems that there is a condition attached.
但是似乎有一个条件的。
All you who fear God.
就是凡敬畏神的人。
Meaning that the message here, or the message of God, can only be fully comprehended by those who pursue to be God-fearing.
就是说神的旨意只有敬畏神的人才能够完全明白。
So in order to hear the word,
所以为了要听这个的话
not only we search into the scriptures,
不单只是说我们研读圣经
in the course of searching the Bible,
在这个查考经文当中
this fear for God must be there,
我们需要敬畏神的心
this is important,
这个是很重要的
because the word of God makes us fear him more,
因为神的话语使我们更敬畏他
because the Bible tells us,
圣经里面话俾你知道。
The scriptures is the inspiration from God.
但呢个圣经系神所默示嘅。
So to give us wisdom of salvation.
使到我哋能够有得救嘅智慧。
So how can we obtain this wisdom of salvation?
我哋点能够得到呢个得救嘅智慧呢
？Not merely by searching the Bible alone.
唔系单单净系靠着查考圣经。
But our heart must also be in tune with the Word of God.
但我哋嘅心一定要与神嘅呢一个嘅话语系维系着。
In this way, we find that we'll begin to understand the word of God in the spirit.
使到我哋能够喺灵里边能够明白神嘅话语。
To make the word of God powerful in our life.
使到神嘅话语喺我哋嘅生命当中系发出呢个力量。
There are two levels to the word of God.
对神嘅话语嚟讲，可能有两个嘅层次。
The first is the face value.
最基本嘅就系表面上边嘅。
The second is the word is able to give us salvation, wisdom of salvation.
第二个层面就是这个话语能够使到我们有得救的智慧。
That's why we find that the scribes and Pharisees, they study the Bible.
所以当我们看到文士和法利赛人他们查考圣经。
But they never come close to Jesus Christ.
但他们永远不能够是亲近主耶稣。
That was the problem they had.
这个就是他们所有的问题。
Today, not only we search the scriptures.
今天我们不单止是研读圣经。
But we also come close to Jesus.
但我们能够是亲近主耶稣。
In this way, not only we know the first value of the scriptures,
唔单止咁样啊，所以系咁样，唔单止我哋能够睇到圣经表面上边嘅事情。
Most importantly, we find that we are given the wisdom of salvation in our search for more truth.
更加重要嘅就系当我哋喺度追求真理嘅时候，能够得到呢个得救嘅智慧。
Again, there are three things here mentioned.
所以喺呢度亦都同样提到三件嘅事情。
For those who come and listen,
就系对呢啲要嚟听。的人来讲的
they will declare what the Lord has done for his soul.
就是要述说他为我所行的事。
After having heard the word of God,
当听到神的话语之后
the writer determined to declare what the Lord has done for his soul.
这个作者是决志要来述说神为他所行的事。
The inner beings, the soul refers to the inner person.
在这里的我就是代表着他的内在的我。
He would like to give a testimony to people concerning what the Lord has done.
就是他愿意是向众人都见证神为他所作的事。
Today we know that we have listened to much of the word of God.
今天我们大家都听过很多神的话语。
Are we motivated to declare what the Lord has done to our soul?
我们有没有被催逼要来到是去述说他为我们所做的事呢？
Are we willing to become the personal ambassador of Christ?
我们愿不愿意是为基督作为他的使者呢？
To reach out to the unbelieving world.
要来到是向伸展至到这个不信的世代当中。
Before we can do this kind of testimony,
在我们未作这样的见证以前，
First of all, our soul must be touched by God.
我们的内在，这个我们的灵魂，先要被神所感动到。
Must be touched by the word that we heard.
一定要被所听见的话语的感动。
And at the same time, we see that the word of God must have taken effect in our life.
同时也看到神的话语在我们生命当中是发出这个功效。
There must be a change in our life in God.
在我们神的生命当中，我们要有改变。
In this way, we find that our testimony will be real.
这样我们所做的见证才是真实的。
Our testimony will be effective.
我们所做的见证才会是有功效的。
We will become a living testimony for the Lord.
就成为为主作出活的见证出来。
The next things.
跟主作来的。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongues.
我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。
As I mentioned before, in many of the Psalms, one of the key features is that they always talk about praises to God.
正如我刚才所提到的，这个诗篇当中一个重要的主题就是对神的称谢。
They really knew how to extol and praise the Lord.
他们怎样来到是以神为对神作出的这个颂赞。
This crying out for the Lord is not outward only.
咁样来到向神嘅呢个颂赞，唔系单单系表面上边噶。
It springs from within the inner heart.
而系发自于呢个内心。
When the soul has been changed, transformed.
当呢个灵魂受到被改变啦。
When the soul is driven by the power of God's word.
当呢个灵魂系被神嘅呢一个话语嘅能力嚟到系催逼。
Then we find that he can do nothing but to praise the Lord.
我就睇见佢冇选择嘅余地，只有唯一嘅要嚟到系称谢神。
Even I myself have this experience at times.
喺有时候我自己亦都有咁样嘅经历。
Sometimes when we sing the hymns, yeah.
有时候当我哋唱赞美诗嘅时候，
we sing.
我哋唱一路咁样唱。
But we don't really touched by the hymns.
但我哋冇俾呢啲嘅赞美诗嚟到系受感。
We are not very much inspired.
我哋冇受到感动。
Of course, perhaps there are many reasons.
可能有很多不同的原因。
I think one of them is that because our inner man has not been molded or truly changed.
可能其中的原因就是因为内在的我没有完全的来到作出改变。
Every time when we listen or hear,
每一次当我们听,
we have not allowed fully the word of God to change our lives.
我们没有容许神的话语完全的来到改变我们。
The next item, the next thing that Here it talks about is verse 18.
跟住所提到嘅就系喺第十八节嗰一度。
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
佢话我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
So here he knew exactly in what conditions or in under what circumstances would the Lord listen to him.
所以喺呢度，诗人好清楚知道喺咩嘅情况之下，神先至会垂听。
He must not regard iniquity in his heart.
就佢心里边唔能够系注重呢个罪孽。
So I think this is a very important point.
我谂呢个系一个好重要嘅一点。
This iniquity can be classified in different forms.
可能有唔同种类嘅罪孽。
I think we all have our own weaknesses.
我谂我哋每个人都有软弱嘅地方。
Sometimes we live in weaknesses.
有时候我哋生活喺软弱当中。
Because at times we cannot see our own weaknesses.
因为有时候我哋睇唔出我哋自己嘅软弱喺边度。
So in order not to regard this iniquity or own weaknesses.
所以为咗要使到我哋心里边唔会注重呢个罪孽
or weaknesses，
或者呢一个嘅软弱
then we must know how to listen.
我哋就要需要懂得点样嚟到去听
listen in such a way that our heart can be transformed.
要听听到我哋嘅心能够系被改变过嚟
the Bible also tells us.
圣经里边咁样话俾我哋听
if we have the hope in Jesus Christ.
假如我哋对喺主里边系有盼望嘅话
if we want to see the face of the Lord.
假如我哋要见主面嘅话
，or when he comes again, we shall see him face to face.
或者当主再嚟嘅时候，我哋能够系面对面见他。
Then what is the thing that we will do?
咁我哋要点样嚟到做咧？
We can turn to First John.
我睇下呢一个约翰一书。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书嘅第三章。
Verse
2
and verse 3.
第二和第三节
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3.
第三节
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
这个约翰一书第三章的第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。三节，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
If we have this hope in Jesus,
假如我们在主里面有这个指望的话，
and if this hope is very, very living or alive within us,
假如这个指望在我们里面是有生的，
then,
有生命的，
then we find that we will do everything that we can to purify ourselves in order to see the Lord.
那我们就发现我们将会是尽我们所能来去洁净自己，得以见主面。
So a person who has come and who has heard the word of the Lord,
所以当一个人来到能够听到神的话语的
时候 we find that these are the things that he would do.
我就发觉这些是他们所会做的事情
not only to impart the word,
不单止要来到传讲神的话语
but we need to allow the word of God to do something about ourselves first.
但我们会容许神的话语先来到改造我们自己
in this way we find that everything that we do in our life will be significant.
这样在我们所做生命里面所做的每件事情，我们就发觉是将会是每一样都是有意义的。
We pray and hope that all of us will adhere to this invitation, willaccept, receive these two invitations of the Lord with open arms.
我祈求我们每一个人都能够打开心门，能够接受神对我们这两项的邀请。
Now we are going to pray.
现在我们要来到祷告。
For those who wish for the laying on of hands, please do not hesitate to come forward.
凡希望接受按手的，不要客气，请来到前面。
The servant of God will lay hand on you.
神的工人会为大家按手。
In our prayer, also pray for those who are sick.
在祷告当中，我们都为身体软弱的来祷告。
Also pray for the divine work here in London Church.
为着在伦敦教会的圣工来代祷。
Also pray for one another so that we can be more concerned for one another.
也是互相的代求，使我们互相的来关怀。